Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Welcome, all of you. Appreciate you. I was trying to put myself in your shoes, and I believe I came up with something as we continue to move forward. Now, let's see. We are submitting, Satish is coming on at a good time. The next, let me do my whiteboard. This will be a little easier. All right, so you have, we'll just use these words for now, business opportunity, customer opportunity. It's not really what it's called. It's actually called, what is it, Deanna? It's education opportunity over here.
Income opportunity.
An income opportunity. All right. So hold on. All right. So that's what you pretty much have here. Now, when you share your link, these are the two things that people are going to see and are going to have an option of which one to choose. There are plenty of reasons why this is an occurrence. Hold on, let me move over still. Plenty of reasons why. The main reason why, well, there's a couple of main reasons why. For one, we want to funnel. We're funneling people. I cannot stress to you how important that is. To funnel people or have them funnel themselves. In most cases, most people don't want to do both. You have to have this realization that a person thinking, I want to help my business, is not thinking making money this way. They're thinking making money this way through the education. And a person thinking I want to make money is thinking I want to make money and I'll take the classes to make some money. Like you got to just comprehend that. Okay. Now, so basically what I'm going to talk about today is don't save face. And it'll make sense here in a little bit. Like, don't save face. That being said, what you saw yesterday, if you were on the Sunday call, was the video for this one. You saw the video for this one. I'll do this here. This one had a video. You didn't see the one in the video for this one. There are some elements that are same in here, but when you come to this one, and I sure hope you, if you're not listening or receiving, you just keep asking 1,000 questions when it comes out. See, just figure it out on your own, okay? When you get here to the video, to the education opportunity, the video is different. It has some same elements, but this is about why you became a student. Like, this, here's the reason why to become a student. Here's the reason why to join. Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Does this make sense? Here's the reason why to make money with us. Here's the reason why we are the company you need to take your business where it's going. So here, while you saw the great emphasis on the opportunity, here you're going to see a great emphasis on the classes. Because it's two different mindset. Yeah. Great emphasis on opportunity, great emphasis on the classes. Now, on both cases, and somebody should appreciate this, the only option being spoken about is this option, unless you're in a different country, okay? This is the option being spoken. This is what's being offered. The highest level. Let me do more better than that. Because it's different per country. This is what's being converted. And when you push your link, they're going to be the only option they're going to know is this option, the senior option. They're not going to know anything else. They can find out. You could tell them. And nothing's wrong with that, but they're going to get this level. There's no point in shooting low. You shoot high. You understand? Yeah. And then you can talk people down, or, we shooting up there. You understand? I think in India, it's like $9.99. Over here in the UK and America, it's $59.99 now. But you get the point. This is what you're going to see. Just know that there's a, let's just call this video one and video two. They are different. They are different. This video you saw last night, for the most part, this video you haven't seen yet. You probably won't see until the software comes out. Now, essentially, just to repeat, now I'm just repeating. This is all about making money and how different we are in that aspect. This is all about the classes and how different we are in that aspect. Okay. Grace, what I need for you to do is compile me a great list. I believe you already done this before, but maybe not. You give me a list of a bunch of classes. Just go in there, copy and paste. Do the whole freshman level, whatever. And then go look at the other classes, the bundle packages. Real estate, it's easy. You ain't got to try to understand it. Just copy and paste. You know, real estate, this and that, and that and this, this, right? I don't need the names of the classes. But for the freshman level, I do want the names of the classes. Because everybody has to go through there first. right? And then you could just pick all the classes, and that's it. Just copy and paste that, put it on one good list. Okay, it'll have its purpose later. Now, everybody gets, well, any questions? Any questions? Any questions from, yes, Grace?
That list, I know you said the copy and paste freshman classes. Mm-hmm. Okay, from the bundle, you mean the freshman bundle or every bundle?
Just give me the freshman bundle, but okay. Give me the freshman. You just copy and paste what's actually in the freshman classes, and then you can just say in ATS real estate and this and that because it's bundles, okay? If you copy and paste every class, the video would be 900 hours long. We don't want that. Yesterday's video was approximately, I think it was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 15 minutes. This is solid. It was 15 minutes. It's condensed. It's doing the whole thing. The other video will be similar, okay? It also will be similar. Now, it is also designed for, so if you're looking, well, what about this, like all those nuances, and can you break this nuance down? No, that's not what that video is for. Neither video is gonna do that. They're not supposed to. That's a different kind of video. Those are videos for later, right? That's what you're for if you want to do that. But most certainly you'll have those videos later. What we are attempting to do is convert. Okay. The first video, if you haven't seen it, it's okay. If you haven't seen it, just maybe we'll give you the replay from last night. Can we make that happen? Right. The last 15 minutes of the call last night. Let's say last 20 minutes, because maybe we talked for 5 minutes. Oh, no, it was questions. It was questions after. So just somewhere last 25 minutes of the call. Govern yourselves there, and you'll see the video, okay? You'll see the video. Now, if you're just joining us, what I'm getting ready to talk about is don't save face. I'm building the foundation. I did my best to put myself in your shoes. And there's a reason why I'm talking about don't save face. We're going to make that work here in a second. Now, let me reshare my screen because I want you to have this understanding that when you share your link, they will sort themselves. I cannot stress to you how important this is. One of the worst things you want is leads that are not sorted. Right? That's one of the worst things you want. Now, of course, there's opportunities for you to just show this, just so that, but we're just, I'm not talking about that right now. This is what they're going to see in its totality. Each page or each opportunity has its own words, its own sales copy. Here is obviously going to be focused about making money. Here is obviously about the value of the classes. Everybody got me? Does anyone not know what sales? Okay, go ahead, Jerome. Let me hear.
Antonio, I'm figuring you're going to talk about this, and you don't have to answer it right now if it's already part of your presentation. But here's what my brain was saying.
Okay.
When you changed it from $59.99 to senior, I said, absolutely, my man, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that it's free to join, okay, mm-hmm. Regardless. So my brain was sitting there saying to me, without trying to break it down to the 49 mm-hmm. or the 19 or whatever, about transitioning from the senior level down to the free level. Without diminishing or, you know, not making it seem like if you don't get to 59, you ain't getting value.
Right. No, one of the things I answer right now is a very good question, and other people had that question. I'm assuming you're talking about now I'm talking to this person because it sounds like, okay, that's what I, then you just say for limited time, we've got, I forget the value. It's on the website though. It's like $32,000. The limited time we can do $32,000. Boom, you can join right there. that doesn't diminish it now. Just using those words, limited time. Since I know you, I've got the ability to do this, or anything like that, right? You know, something like that, whatever you want to do. Now, let's even go deeper into your question, because you give me the opportunity to answer other questions inside this question. Essentially, I don't know how long that freshman level is going to be free. I don't know. I ain't figured it out yet. For right now, congratulations. Okay, that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. Congratulations. I reserve the right to change my mind at any time. If the data says that works for y'all, well, then I'm going to keep it working. If the data does not say that works for y'all, then of course I'm going to change it. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly who I am.
Also, Antonio.
Oh, go ahead, Phil.
Can we position it that's not free? It's just we have scholarships available for the freshman level.
Yeah, that's just fine. That's just fine. Just use scholarships. I think that came up last week as well. Now, what have I to say? Once someone signs up, any place, doesn't matter, whether it's senior, freshman, or anything in between, that's still your customer for as long as you are active in the company. Everybody got me? All right. Chris, you want to say something? So as long as you are active in the company, that's your customer. Here's what that means. That means Abby throws her link out there. 20 people take advantage, and none of them pay. They do the freshman level. They take the scholarship. You know, it's already sounding real good. They take the scholarship opportunity. Then Abby goes to London for vacation, has an English summer, comes back and finds out five of those people have upgraded. Now, there's a lot of stuff that would have happened in between. Those people obviously getting emailed every day. Those people are getting calls from Deanna and Grace and folk in India all day, okay? They are getting fantastic customer service. They're also texting. I cannot tell something. One of y'all texted me the other day. I can't tell y'all actually text me. And everybody is shocked when you actually get a response back. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's shocked.
I tell him all the time. He goes to leave and directly text you back. I tell him.
Yeah. You just text my phone. The notifications getting over there. I got to text back. You know? So, yeah. You know, you text the CEO and the CEO texts back. You're like, wow. And then you get this customer service. And all of a sudden, Abby, what they do is they say, man, you know, I really do need this. And they upgrade because it happens all the time around here. It's actually our business model. Forget that it happens all the time. That is how we work. We don't work any other way. That's how we work. Okay. That's how we work. So this is not something that this isn't magical. This is our business model. This is guaranteed. Abby comes back, she signed up, five people signed up. She didn't do any of that work. But since she did the initial work, Abby will then get paid. That is worthy of excitement, okay? Now, in addition to that, because Jerome's question gave me a platform, if you just join us, I'm getting ready to tell you, don't say face. It's gonna make sense in a second. In addition to Abby getting paid for five people, she's got 15 more people she's not being paid for. And we're going to see that. And we're going to say, they know, I'm going to say, why we haven't contacted these 15 people? And they're going to say, yes, we did. And then I'm going to say, well, call them again. Because this is what I do. They know this. This is what I do. Put this person on them this time. Right? And et cetera, and we're going to try to keep them all blessed. And you know, not forcing anybody to that, but we're going to add. You can't keep adding value to people and they do nothing. That's just not the way things work, right? You treat people well, people then reciprocate that energy. They return that back to you. And money or payment is just a form of appreciation. It's something I say all the time. I haven't said it in a while, but now you heard it. When I pay you, I am showing you I appreciate whatever it is that you just did. Whatever we just exchanged, this is my form of appreciation. So the more you make people increase in value, appreciate, is the more their money will increase to your bank account. It just is what it is. So now Abby has 15 people. 2 years later, one of those 15 people, she never does anything. She continues to take her classes. 2 years later, one of those 15 people sign up. Abby still will get paid 2 years later. Now, Steve, the next obvious question is, someone's going to say, well, that's only if I'm paying $59.99, Antonio, but if I'm not paying, if I'm also free, can I get paid as well when someone pays? The answer is yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. You get paid with everyone who becomes an active student, okay? What is an active student? This is someone that is in a membership level. That's all. Okay? Someone off scholarship. just is what it is. There we go. Just made it up. Right? It's just someone who's an active student, off scholarship. There we go. There's no problem at all. Now, if you want monthly checks, that's what we're calling it now. I've decided to call it monthly checks. I want to stay completely away from the phrase residual income. If you want monthly checks, then you obviously, I don't even say it's fair practice. It just makes sense. If you want monthly checks, then you have to be a monthly student. This is what it is, okay? That's just smart business. I'll bankrupt the company if I don't do that. It's just, I know what to tell you. Yes, it's got to be checks and balances somewhere. If you're not paying, if you're not an active student, if you're not off scholarship, if you're not advancing your education, no worries. You could still get 50% one-time payments. That means if you have a business model in which you decide, I just want to bring in 20 customers a week and you never be monthly, that's just fine. That's $200 a month. That's $200 a week. If you just bringing in people at the sophomore level, that's $200 a week. $200 a week, what's 200 times 52, Grace?
104.
Yeah, how many zeros go back at that? 1,040? No, that can't be 1,040. That's got to be 10,040 if it's $200 a week.
200, I'm sorry, yes.
10,400. Who doesn't mind an extra $10,400 a year from using your thumb, right? Of course. Right? So if that's your business model. Now, at some point, you're going to realize, man, if I was a monthly student, I could have got this on the back end too. That's between you and your financial plan. Okay. So I ain't got nothing to do with that. I got nothing to do with that. Essentially, it works like this here. Let me share my screen again. I had to do plenty of research. I had to figure out why did I fail in network marketing companies before? Why does everyone fail? Why does 3% only make money? Y'all know the whole thing, and 97% don't. Why is garage qualified even a thing? I had to figure it out. Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that your people know where they want to go. Now, they can go back and forth. But if Carisha wants education, that's just what it is. She wants opportunity, that's just what it is. But most people won't want both, at least not initially. But if you're having a conversation with somebody, just offshoot, you have a conversation with somebody and you hear them talking as if they wish they had a mentor, you do not send them the business opportunity. You tell them, If you hear any, I wish I had a mentor talk, you take your thumb and you tell them, click this link. Don't worry about the other side. You can do that later. It's free. On the right side, you're going to see education opportunity. And that is one of the greatest mentors of all time. His name, I'm just just saying, putting some meat on me, but you understand what I'm saying, right? And then boom, there you go. Can you see what I mean by sifting, you know, separating? You want that because it increases your opportunity to have some action. Now, all that to say, the one thing really that I was thinking all weekend, I get to sit around, I like Mondays because I get to, it gives me 2 days planning to prep for y'all. That's that. Who doesn't want that? Okay. Don't save face. I was trying to dissect my life and I was trying to figure out when did I start really making money? Because the truth is, I was making money at 18. I was making money at 14. Well, I was making legal money at 14. Let me, I always got to qualify that, right? At 14, but I wasn't keeping it. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You know, you get it, you lose it, you know, and then, cause I thought, Steve, taking everybody with me, cause that's how we act in the hood. You know, you bring all your friends. You hired a barber and they get paid $5,000 a week, and you got somebody braid your hair, and then you got a dude to shave your shave, and you know, someone to hold your jewelry. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This really happens. Right? So I'm bringing everybody, and I'm wasting money. I figured out how to bring everybody without wasting money. But nevertheless, it wasn't until 2010 in which I started keeping money. Now, in fairness, it was only $35 a month. But once I learned how to keep $35 a month, I knew I could keep more. Let me explain. I had a bill. I don't remember what the bill was. Y'all ever see me teach and I tell you how to write down all your expenses? And then in a descending order, so your smallest expenses at the bottom. Well, I made that up in 2010. I'm not sure where I got it from. Maybe I made it up in my head. Maybe somebody told me. I have no idea. It was just the first time I start really, really, really focus on personal finances in a manner in which I can keep stuff. And I decided that $35, I think it was the water bill or something. I'm not sure what it was. I wanted to generate income to have that get paid every single month. I just started doing that. And once I figured out how to do that, that was 2010. I remember it. It was March 2010. I'll never forget it because it was a terrible, terrible, terrible month. When you find a breakthrough, when your breakthrough is $35, you probably having a bad month. Let me just tell you. You know, it sounds good to tell it now, but when your breakthrough is $35, you having a bad month, that's for sure. I remember it, March 2010. And eventually I would do this so much, y'all, that I would start school August 2011. So in a year and a half, roughly a year and a half, I would be able to pay for the number 54 school in the United States. There is something powerful about auto-generating your income. Now, and I thought about it. How in the heck did I pull that off? And I'm going to tell y'all, forget the intelligence. It was I didn't save face. I didn't care what I looked like. And that's where I want to hang my hat. This software is coming in. It's already here. Like the software's done. It's waiting on my videos, okay, and some cosmetic stuff. I am now the holdup. Nobody else. I'm the holdup, and that's the truth. I'm the holdup. Oh, and Deanna too. Okay, yeah, Deanna and I are the holdup. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and that's all by yourself, sir. No, sir.
I appreciate you. Thank you for bleeding with me. All right, so we're the holdup. Yes, we're the holdup now. In 2010, I started creating, I need you to get before I had financial freedom, it was the $35. But I didn't care what people thought. I stopped spending money on stupid stuff. All right, so let's try this again. Don't say face. I'm not sure if that colloquialism translates across cultures. It means don't try to look good. Don't do that. In order to make this work, you looking good is the worst thing you could possibly do. I'm going to tell you why. Because nobody that makes more money than me has ever told me I'm doing too much. The people you're trying to look good for are the very people holding you back. It just is what it is. So what, you have a big house? When you have a big house, and if you pay your mortgage, please let me tell you, you're poor. Okay, what you say?
I swear I made a post about that this morning.
I'm glad you did. I didn't see it, but I'm glad you did. You're poor. You're poor because you're paying your bills. You want something else paying your bills. But you had to save face because they taught you have a good house when you get good income. But you just neutralized your income when you got the house. Y'all gonna pull this off. I thought about it all week. I couldn't figure out for the life of me what I was gonna tell y'all today. I couldn't figure out. I knew what we need to do. I knew I was going to talk about the software. I knew I was going to get you ready. I knew I was going to try to give you some actionable steps. And then it dawned on me sometime in the middle of the morning after 48 hours of thinking. It dawned on me. They need to not save face. Does your hair really need to be done? I'm just saying. I'm not telling you it doesn't, because grooming is a part of income. There's no doubt about it. You need to be groomed. There's no doubt about it. You need to be groomed. But do you have to pay $500? Do you need to be like Grace at $75 every Friday? Come on, tell us about that, Grace. Come on. Put your business out there.
$75 every Friday.
It was something like that.
It was $80 a month. That's what it was. It was $80.
Whatever. And she wouldn't. And it was fried and dyed and flipped. It was over here. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I was looking at her finances, Susan. I said, listen, you need to cut this out. And she almost socked me in my jaw when I told her not to cut this out. I mean, can we get a discount or something? And how long was you going to your beautician and doing that, Grace?
Every week?
For how many years?
I don't know. It's too many to count.
Are we pushing a decade?
Yeah.
You is $80 a month residually. Can we get a discount? I am a preferred customer. I got the diamond level. Come on, Susie.
Oh, my kids love to tell all the coupon stories and this and that. I mean, when you have five kids, of course, I've always been that way. I mean, my Aunt Mary, I mean, their home was John Hancock's home, full of original antiques.
Wow.
Multi-millionaire. But, I mean, you would never know it. We clip coupons. We, you know, Filene's, the department store, is kind of the Macy's of today. There's Filene's basement. There's Filene's in Boston. And then there's the basement down below. Well, we would go to the basement down below, and you would just try on things right in the aisles. But they're beautiful designer clothes for next to nothing. I learned all about that. I learned about antiques. With my kids, you know, Phil would, when he would speak some, if he would speak to, let's say, McDonald's, we would get all these coupons. There was one called Rallies, and we'd pull up in the minivan, and I'd yell to the back, get whatever you want. We got the coupons. Whatever you want, you know. And so we would do that. And I actually, you know, they didn't like it. But today they actually go there to the resale shops. I mean, I love resale shops for clothes. I love clothes. And you can get some of the most fantastic things there for next to nothing.
You can.
So I have always been very conservative in, you know, what I buy. you know, I like things. I like to have things, but I don't like to spend money.
Well, that's a good problem.
As far as care goes, I was never into spending a lot of money. First of all, I had a sister-in-law for a long time that was a master beautician, so she did my hair. Yeah. I do my own hair now, which is non-doing hair during COVID. I think that what this has taught us during this time, you know, I'm grooming my dogs, I'm clipping their nails, I'm learning to do all these things. I've groomed them before, but now I'm really doing that. And we learn how to conserve and do things for ourselves when we can't go to these places. You know, part of it is just the experience of being there and I got to have this and I got to have that. And you really don't. And that's a lesson I think so many of us have learned. And I hear people all the time talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, my beautician texted me the other day and I'm like, no way I'm coming in there, you know? So.
Yeah. Nah, yeah,
it,
yeah.
Is it is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
But I've always been that way. And the kids would not want, I mean, they wanted the Abercrombie and all those things. Well, how did they end up getting Abercrombie? They became the top fit models for the entire country for Abercrombie.
Oh, wow.
So they got, you know, all their things. They were fit to them.
Wow.
So, you know, they started working early.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. We was working early too, cutting that grass. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. What I want to communicate to y'all is do not save face. Do not find yourself out here keeping up with the Joneses and all that stuff. This everything is done. And if you want to, well, that's just one part of it. If you want to dominate on this, you should already. Like, how many of you right now are saying, I'm going to wait until the software is out to build? Because if that's you, then you're not going to build when the software is out. Let's translate what we're saying here. I'm going to wait until I'm a husband to be faithful. It's the same process. You don't become faithful when you become a husband. No, you got to do that now. You have to do that now. It is the same manner. You can't become a builder of a team when you get software. You got to do it now. And the way I start generating my first wealth I ever generated and kept was $35 in 2010. Now, I was making plenty of money. Don't get it twisted. I was making massive money. So you got massive and passive. The first time I ever started focusing on passive income was 2010. Massive income was just what I was doing. You know, I come from the hood. We get something and we flip it. I don't know what to tell you. This is my business model. You know, I get it, flip it. That's massive income. You understand? When I learned how to do $35 a month, and create an asset that gave me $35 a month, I knew I unlocked the code. But I did not do that because I did not do that and look good at the same time. This is what I'm attempting to tell you. That when you start focusing on residual income, on passive income, on royalties, on when you start generating income and not making it, you will look stupid to about everybody you know. Success has a language, and most people don't speak it. I flat out have a language barrier with most people, which is why I just surround myself with people that speak the same language. The moment you decide to start generating income, you're going to also have to decide to look stupid. I thought about this long and hard all weekend because it's not the same mental concept. You start taking classes instead of going out drinking. You start saving money. Actually, you start pulling your money out of savings and start investing. And they say, what are you doing? You're crazy, Jerome. You don't pull your money out of savings. And you don't keep your money in savings. The money is useless if it's not moving. Go ahead, Jerome.
I hope this helps somebody.
Help
on Antonio, that. He's right on the money, because he beat me up about a year or so ago talking about, you know, us church folk. And I got some church folk on here.
Y'all are the worst, let me
and
tell
we pull, and we're going to pull that 10% out and tithe. We're going to tithe, okay? But Antonio said, what you forget, church folks, is the government get that money before God get his money, don't he? Because he takes his off the top. He says, then after you take your 10% out and give to God, then you go pay all your bills. And then what's left is what you spend on yourself and stuff like that. He said, wrong answer.
Pay
yourself first. And I remember something Antonio said to me, and it stuck in my craw. He said, Jerome, he said, anybody can come to university, I can associate with anybody. He said, but if a person doesn't pay themselves first, he said, I don't mess with them.
I don't mess with them.
I said, wait a minute. And I said, he talk about me.
Yes.
Now, what you gonna do, Jerome? I've been unemployed, folks, since December. Qualified for the unemployment under COVID. Did not know I did. And when I did, when I got that money every week, I gave 10% to the Lord, and I put 10% in an account for me and my wife, private, and then everything else gets paid from that. That little bit of stimulus money, it's over $3,000 right now, okay? And it's there for emergencies. It's there for, I need to get 6 months to put aside just for emergency. It ain't there yet, but I remember what Antonio told me. And along the same lines, my house that's in East Baltimore, which I'm not living in, I was telling Grace and Deanna this morning, I'm about to rent it out to my niece, who has, she's a single mom with two kids, and I know that I can get a pretty penny on rent for that house if I were to rent it out. I'm going to rent it to her for half of what the market share is, okay? That's what she's going to give me, but I'm going to charge her the full amount. And then I told her, you're going to give me this amount every month, but I'm going to charge you all this, and every time you get a little something, and every time you get your a little windfall, or you get your income tax check, I'm going to take that, what you give me, and decrease how much you owe me, because you still owe that to me, and I'm not counting on that, so every dime she gives me is going to be put away to be saved. But here's the beauty, folks. I'm teaching her how to be responsible. I'm teaching her how to be a businesswoman, and I was telling Deanna Grace, She picked me up. Uncle Jerome, you didn't send me that link about that business deal. Because I already told her, if she follow this, I said, the guy in charge said in 5 years, everybody going to be a millionaire. You don't mind being a millionaire, do you? So guess what I'm doing, folks? I'm teaching her that, like you said, and not saving face. And I'm helping her get to where she needs to be instead of just taking that money that somebody out there can give me. And I'm blessing my family at the same time. Come on, man. I just want to put my weight on a little bit.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you because it's. I'm trying to. You're going to. Right now is the time. I'm not trying to be motivational, Carisha. I'm not even trying to warn you. I'm just telling you that I had no problem looking stupid. I cannot tell you how many times people told me to get a job. 2008, I was getting unemployment, and I took, because I was one of, what you call them, like, parapreneurs. I had the job and the business, you know. Yeah, the job and the business, you know. Yeah, yeah. And then the economy, you know, this was Great Recession. So they gave me a two-week severance package, you know. They gave me a two-week severance package. We lost a job, and they gave me unemployment. I cannot tell you how many times that they argue with me. And I was not they used the Bible against me. I was not a man. Oh yeah, yeah. He who does not, well, how it go, Grace. It was used against me. I ought to memorize it. It was, man, it don't work. Come on, Grace. You know what I'm talking about. Because this is what I was doing. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I did not save face. I understood. That, let me tell you what I tell myself. How the government gonna go broke? This is what I say to myself. How the government going broke? Now the government going broke, I might want to do something. This is what I did. I took 6 or 7 months of that unemployment, and I never besides buying Reese's peanut butter cups, I used the government to fund my business. Sure did. I ain't paid no bills. What am I going to pay bills for? For what? My credit was already jacked up. I need to get rid of this apartment in the first place. This is killing me.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Ain't no sense in me doing that $8.25 a month for some one bedroom out of my damn mind. It don't make no sense. It doesn't make no sense. Not in Texas. That may make sense in New York. It don't make sense in Texas. Not at 2008. You know, a one bedroom is supposed to be $500 in Texas. So I took all that money and I started funding my business. And everybody, every single person said, I'm stupid. You need to work. You need to take care of this. And you need to do something with your life. Y'all ever heard that before? A bunch of middle-class unhappy people getting cheated on telling me to do something with my life.
Yeah. Can I say something? Yeah.
Come on, Abby.
Antonio, thank you so much for that, because
yes, ma'am.
That's kind of like what I'm going through right now, in the sense that, you know, I've always been somebody who kind of like danced to my own tune.
Good.
And, you know, did my own thing. And I've never had that herd mentality where I just follow the
black
sound.
Sheep in your family then for your whole life then. Okay, keep going.
You know, and when I moved back to the States last year, I knew that I wanted, even before I moved back, I knew that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. That was part of the plan. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to be an investor, you know, and I started the journey and, you know, I started my business, you know, and you have people, especially people in the church. And this is one of the reasons why I have issues with a lot of Christians. You have people who would make these snide comments. You'd hear that this person said that and they'd be like, has she even started working? Or they'll just make these comments. Like, you hear all these snide comments, like people who are obsessed with money, people who are into money. You know, they'll make all these underhanded comments and you'll just be asking yourself, where is this coming from? Like, what does my life and my choices have? How does that affect you? Like, mind your business, mind your family, mind your children, mind your grandchildren. Why are you so obsessed with my life and what I'm doing? You know, and I just keep getting this pushback from people, especially Christians, especially people who are in the house of God, you know. And, you know, I've learned to just ignore it, you know, because honestly, like, I'll be having issues and I'll be having these battles, and literally I would just go on my inbox and I would get this message from Antonio from his blog, and it would just literally be the answer to that internal, emotional, psychological battle that I'm going through during that period. You know, and I'm so grateful for that, because I feel like I'm finally meeting people who think like me, who have that progressive mindset. And that is what I have been asking God for. That is what I have been seeking out, you know, because I just feel like a lot of the people that I grew up with in the church, they just don't think the way I think, and they don't appreciate where I'm coming from. And they somehow like resent the fact that you're doing your own thing and it's working for you. You know, and they just keep on making all these underhanded comments and all these low jabs at you. So, yeah.
No. So let me tell this to everybody. This is what I'm talking about. When y'all, it's time. It's time. And as you move, if you move and you look well, if you look good, you're probably doing the wrong thing. Because who is determining that you look good? A bunch of people that don't like their life. And if you look good to a bunch of people that don't like their life, you're doing the wrong stuff. In 2010, I just full out accepted that everybody around me was suspicious. I teach it to this day. Because in 2010, I did not like my financial situation. And everybody who was in my life allowed me not to like my financial situation. It was my fault that they aided and abetted. Come on now, help me somebody. So if you don't like where you at, everybody in your life is suspicious. They suspect. If you got a body you don't like, they suspect. Yep. If suspect. If you have a body you don't like, that's a bunch of choices you made, and those people aided and abetted those choices. It is what it is. You ain't gotta like it. But I'm here to tell you what is the truth. Don't save face. Don't anything that y'all doing to impress people, I need you to get that those people are poor. You can call them middle class all you want to. That's poor. Remember, I have no distinction. It is rich or not. Anything else is the illusion of. But I'm drawing that from Think and Grow Rich. There's poverty and there's riches. So don't tell me. He didn't say Think and Grow to the middle class. So I'm not saying nothing different than the book that created more millionaires than my 100,000. I'm just trying to do 1% of what Think and Grow Rich has done. Okay? Just trying to do 1%. Because Think and Grow Rich has made more millionaires than anything. This is serious. So I thought long and hard. This is a wake-up call for some of y'all. Some of y'all, you look well, but you're broke. Now you look great. You look great. Like your grooming, your clothes is on point. And that's where all your money go. And if you don't get yourself to a thrift store, you better go get one of them $35 blazers that used to be $200 or something. Ask Big Brother to wear that jacket and get it and go to Catherine down the street that got her own sewing shop and get her to put that seam up to your body. Can't say I'm bourgeois in Walmart. Thank you. I know that's right. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I want you all to recognize. I realized that it was 2010 when I started making money, like generating it and keeping it. The cash flow is what I've been, so I guess I'll just say cash, because that's what I'm talking about. When I really started generating cash flow was 2010. And it took me 7 years of that, 6 years of that, 6.5, 7 years of that to get to the top 1%. Because once you learn how to do it, you don't go backwards. It's like driving a Cadillac. And then you exchange that for a Honda. You just don't do stuff like that no more. It's just, you know, the Cadillac is different. You can't even hear the road outside. You don't go to a Honda after that. Once you like nice things, once you figure out poverty stinks, you don't go back to poverty. I tried that poverty stuff. That ain't for me. It's not. It's just the whole mindset. Where poverty make people give you them underhanded comments that Abby was talking about. It make your friends give you half compliments. I see you over there, Phil, making that money. I see you. Yep, Phil, that person does not like you at all. That's a half compliment. They cannot get you. They cannot gather themselves to a full compliment. Ah, okay. All right. All right, Justin. Okay. Okay. Okay, you doing something. Okay, I see you. I see you out there changing. Changing. Half compliment. That person doesn't like Justin. I see you, Carisha. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm proud of you. Listen, save, deliver me from the person. Proud of me that ain't never bought from me. You can keep that. Do not be proud of me and never bought from me ever. You gonna keep that. I ain't got time for it. You know, slide in my inbox complimenting my grind and ain't never been a customer. Get out of here. I can't wait to block you. Kira, I saw you put your hand up.
I know we probably talked about this before, but I wanted to ask, a person who doesn't have any more than $15,000 in their saving, in their savings, what would be the wisest first investment if it wasn't in real estate?
Sales funnels. I would do anything else but sales funnels. If you got $15,000, I would do sales funnels. I would figure out how to do them. I would find someone like me that would say, okay, Antonio, that's exactly what Law is doing and Grace is doing. I would say, okay, Antonio, $15,000, because sales funnels will cost you $90 to start. You see what I'm doing, Kiara?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So now you got $14,910 left. And then you attach yourself to a super hot product. And then you say, can I get 100%? I wouldn't. And if anybody give you less than 50% commission, I wouldn't even do it. It's not a waste. It's a waste of your time. 50% to 100% commission. And then what you do is you get all the words together. You may have to spend $1,000 getting all the right words together. You know, it's called sales copy. You can buy a book. There's a book out there. Can you? Shoot, hold on. I know Russell Brunson, one of his friends, just did a book. I make, when I recommend y'all stuff, I never recommend y'all stuff that I make money from. And if I ever send you a link for one of my advertisers, I done already cashed that check. Just want you to notice it, okay? I already cashed that check. Now, let's see. This is Russell Brunson. Sales script. There it is. There you go. Perfect. Let me just go to images. Nope. Anyway, right here, whatever this is, I'm probably going to get retargeted because I done Googled it. All right, this guy. I knew it was this guy. I just couldn't remember his name. This guy is going to teach you how to do sales script. I think it's $27. I'll post. I got nothing to do with this. I can assure y'all that there will be upsells because it should be, and that you will get retargeted because I would retarget you too. But I just posted the link in chat. So now you spend $27. So now you're $117 invested and you got $883 left. Okay. Now the world is yours. You need three things to become a millionaire: a product, a business system, and to serve people. Pay attention to what I just did. I told her to attach herself to a hot product. Did she have to invent it? No. Then I said sales funnel. What you need to be a millionaire: product, business system, serve people. Sales funnel took care of the business system. Now, the only thing you got to do now is serve people. And you got $14,000 to get that done. If I ain't never gave nothing, did y'all hear what I'm cussing in my head. Did y'all hear what I just said? That's how you do fit. That's what, if I got $15,000 and she said, when she X'd out real estate, I would use sales funnels. I would. Because we supposed to be broke right now. Everybody losing their job. They show spending money.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
For those who ain't listening, he just gave you the Holy Grail. I copied and pasted. I'm getting the book. I'm telling you that right now. He just gave you the Holy Grail. Come on now.
Yep.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You were just saying, you know, I'm working on my own product. I'm so excited for it to be done.
Congratulations.
So just from being at ATS, I have something solid that's coming that I'm stoked about. But when you say you don't have to attach yourself to your own product, just knowing me, what would be your suggestion of a product to attach myself if I wanted to do that, like, you know, immediately?
Let me tell you what I would do. And this is going to sound self-serving, but it's not. I would do what Steve and Jerry is getting ready to do. Antonio, listen, we done got cool. Can I sell, because you're finna go get 7 million people. and you crazy, and I know you're going to do it. So you should, all that stuff, you got everybody. Can I go ahead and attach my product to the back of that thing? Sure would. It's already selling hotcakes. All you got to do is put something, your ebook or something, at the, like, it ain't got to be, listen, it don't even have to cost money. You just collect the data and then email them when your product is out. Or you put your $3 product and then you just keep on tagging it, keep on tagging it. Or you do a simple Google search. I come back to it. I share my screen again. Best affiliate programs. Hold on. With 100% commission. And right there, I'll copy and paste this for you too. And right here, top 10, look, $100 per sale. And right there, all I would do is attach myself to these people. See, when you poor or when you're middle class, you don't like, let me put a little line break in there. When you poor middle class, you don't like affiliate programs because you say stuff like, I'm not finna do the work for them. When you try to flip money and be wealthy, you say, who out there did all the work so I could go do the work for you too? Because if it's already moving and if it is already hot, then I don't have to build it. And I just took your $15,000, saved you $14,000, and the only thing you got to do after that, Kiara, is master Facebook ads. And you, I wouldn't even use nothing else but Facebook ads because they're underpriced. I wouldn't do nothing else. And you know that I would help you with that. As a matter of fact, if you ready to do something like that, I'll set it up myself.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. So is it inappropriate with Rakeza and the things that we are preparing to do and are doing to do some type of sales funnel with that and attach my product, like to get the customers to come on?
No, not inappropriate at all. My job is to create 100,000 millionaires. Okay. Yeah, it ain't to be prideful. It's just the smart thing to do is to attach yours to the back of what is. Right, you don't put your product in front of Viagra. You put your product behind Viagra. You understand? Because you want to. Yeah, go ahead.
I think this is a common thing that I'll probably give out for everybody. I think this is going on. I think when it comes to making money or potential to make money in another different way that we're not used to, there's like a thought of guilt that comes in our head. And we're like, maybe we shouldn't do that. Or maybe in fear.
No doubt. So I'm going to tell you what that is, and then I'm going to put a big bonus. That doubt of fear about making money, that's really how you feel about God. And you just going to have to admit that. That's a hard thing for most of y'all to accept. But I just need you to get that money is just a manifestation of God. And when you have a problem with God, you don't even know you do. You also got a problem with money. When God saves you, but is not your Lord. And I don't care what your religion is. You got a problem with money. Here's how you know when you got a problem with money. If someone tries to pay you and you go, ooh, no, I did that out of the kindness of my heart. You got a problem. You have a major problem with God. You do. You just got to reconcile this with yourself. You're just going to have to reconcile this with yourself. So that's where that comes from, Chris. But again, success has a language, and I just spoke foreign language to people who are not ready to hear that. You understand what I'm saying? What they're going to do, Jerry, is they're going to say, I don't like him. He's arrogant. And that's fine. Because that is what you do. You know? Okay, Kiara. That's what you do when you don't understand stuff. Now, last thing. Let's go back to this $15,000. This is vital. You took $90 investment on a sales funnel. Some of you can buy lifetime. This is what it is. You have to find those yourself. Then you take, you find somebody else's hot product. You get 50 to 100% commission. Boom. And then you start using that money to start targeting those people's audience, not your audience, the product's audience. If I'm Tony Robbins affiliate, I'm not fit to try to build my audience. This is the difference between the middle class and the wealthy class. Until you say, I'm going to blow Tony Robbins up, you ain't going to make no money. But what do? We save face and we go, I'm not fit to do this. I've been trying to tell you this the whole time. I'm not fit to make him. He got plenty. I'm not fit to give him no more. But now you fit to waste all your money trying to go into some other audience. You know what I'm saying? Jerry said, I want some more of that arrogance. I know that's right. Yes. But think about this for a second. Just think about this. The moment you decide that you're going to use someone else's money, someone else's marketing, someone else's words, someone else's audience, you decide to be a millionaire. I don't understand why y'all haven't separated what you're from your school to now. Because school taught you, if you copy, you're going to have an F.
Antonio, can I
yes,
say
ma'am.
Something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ahead, just to add to what Kiara has said and what we're talking about in terms of sales funnels, you know, because I literally started the process of creating my own sales funnel for my life coaching business this weekend. And I created a video. I don't know a lot about sales funnels. I have a little understanding, but I know that is what I need to do to get my business out there to an audience that does not already know me,
right?
You know? And so I created the video for the ad this weekend. And I was just talking to my video editing guy this morning. I don't really know how to go about it except to just put an ad out there and put my information and then direct people to my website. Is that good enough? Or how is the structure of a sales funnel? Like how do you structure it in a way that is most effective and most successful?
No doubt. Abandon your website. Your website is useless in this case. You send them to your website after. You want to put them to a landing page. It's completely different than a website. Landing page has one message, one product. To give you an example. Now, I'm done, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to check out, you can. I'm going to answer this question and any other question to add value. And there's going to be tremendous amounts of value that will come out. But I would leave that up to you. But if you do have to check out, you're more than welcome. Don't feel bad. Now, let's just do iPhone 12 since it popped up. Oh, we're gonna go to Apple. iPhone website. All right, let's look at, boom. Let's see what we got here. Right there. I just picked one, iPhone 11. It doesn't matter. Some of the best landing pages in the world come from Apple. Here, first thing you're going to see is they turned their website into a landing page. This is a website. You can get anything here. You can look at the tech specs. You can buy. But Apple said, first of all, check us out. Look at that sleek look. So is Apple trying to convert you? Do they got a buy now button up here? Nope. Apple said, ain't this pretty? The buy is up here in a different color. They sacrifice having buy now here to blow up why you should buy, and they put the buy here now. So what's important to Apple, what's most important to Apple is above the fold. Anybody who has a website, you're telling me what's most important to you is above the fold. Before I have to scroll, what's most important? This is what Apple says. To get an overview, tech specs, or to buy, but what's really most important is see how much better we are than other people. Now, as you scroll down, all these are words that sell. And then you want to watch the keynote about it. You want to watch a film about it. Please let me give you my price up front. And then more stuff. Oh, we're so pretty. Oh, you can get colors. Want to buy one for your grandmother? She may like this one. Oh, is it cancer? Is it cervical cancer awareness month? This is that color. Well, it doesn't matter. You know what? Maybe you like red and you want to donate to Africa, okay? And over, just like this. Abby, the difference is, are we learning about Steve Jobs? No. Are we learning about the history of the company, Abby? No. Are we learning about all your services? No. This page has one agenda. You're going to get this iPhone 11. And that's what you're selling. So you should take your ad to your one agenda. They can get your website later. It's why I believe in this so much. When I had to spend millions, for God's sake, it just makes my head hurt, on software. Okay? I didn't build y'all. I had to figure out how to do something that never existed before. Satish, are you there? I had to literally figure out how to do something that never existed before. Yes, sir. Okay. Tell them how it was so hard to do everything that I was doing because it just didn't make sense and how the engineers were struggling with it, although they did a good job. I was just doing stuff that didn't make sense for y'all.
It is not how it was difficult. It is still difficult. We still fight. We still debate. We still question a lot of things within the company because many people tells me, this does not exist. How can we do it? And the only statement, yes, I know this does not exist, but we are creating something. That's why it is so difficult. I understand the pain of software engineers, but it is difficult. I cannot explain what challenges we are going through, but it is.
Yes, you understand? Listen, it's difficult because here's what I had to do. And Abby, this is for you. This is for everybody. This, again, the meeting's over. I'm just giving you extra value. And this is stuff that's precious. I had to figure out, how do I make a software? And I'm going to tell you some secret that Deanna Deanna knows now, but Satish doesn't. How do I make a software? But I need to make it like Steve Jobs would have. How can I do to sales what Steve Jobs did to the iPhone? This is what I did. This is what I said. How can I have your thumb make you a top income earner? Do you know how hard that is? This is why they keep saying, this doesn't make sense, Satish. This doesn't make sense. That's why, that's that. So all that whiteboard stuff I was showing you, this whole separation, you know, this whole separation and stuff, that's all part of the process. How do I get you to use your thumb and sell? And the first thing I had to do is say, well, y'all shouldn't sell. It's like, that's the first thing. It's when Steve Jobs said, how do I get people to use a supercomputer? And the first thing he said was, well, they shouldn't build one themselves. Although I teach you sales, I had to make sure.
So Antonio, if just from your suggestion, what do you think I should have on my landing page as a life coach who focuses on single women, empowering them to own their identities and grow in self-love? Right. What should I have on my landing page, if not my website?
How many products do you have right now ready to roll?
I have one product.
That's the only one you need.
It's actually a service. It's not even a product. It's a service.
That's good. That's the only one you need. They go to your website after they join your community. On that, your life coaching is all it is. Not your website, but not just the life coach, because that's too broad. I want you to pick the theme you're rolling with. Single women. Life coaching. Now we talking money. Single Nigerian women life culture. Now we talking a lot of money. The more myopic, big word. the more narrow viewed you become, the more money you'll make. The more niche you become, the more money you'll make. You get me? So if it's going to be single women, then put an age on it. Single women between the ages of such and such. Single women who've single divorced women.
So should the landing page be my Instagram page? Like, so I'm trying to break down what you're saying. I got you.
Abby, tell me my website.
Your website is theatsjr.com.
Mm-hmm. And how many times you've been there? Okay, so I need it, and I didn't tell you to go there. Okay, I need to try to get something. Y'all never go to my website. You don't. Yeah. You go to my learning management system on Thinkific, which we're designing our own, but you don't go to my website. Your thought process is different from the actions you've taken with me. I don't send none of y'all to my website. I send you to a landing page so I can call you. You understand? And if you don't have the ability to call, then don't worry. You can just do landing page to a product. That's it. And you can go hire a call center once you make enough money. Your stuff should look like this. Ad, landing page, upsells, or ad, landing page, join my community. Nothing else. It's what I did for y'all. It's what I did for y'all. Yeah, it's what I did for y'all. Exactly. So when you get your software, you'll see I did that. I completely did that. I had to figure out how to take what is traditional, Susan, and then also make a MLM software that wasn't MLM, but I still had to use the MLM software. Like, this is what's important. I still had to borrow from multi-level marketing. And I had to basically steal multi-level marketing while having a website like Google. Actually, Apple would be more, but works like Google behind the scenes with a single sign-on, or like Facebook. When you sign on, y'all don't have to sign on no more. When you sign on once, you sign into all our products. Yeah, there's no moving in the stuff. And all that stuff. So when that happened, and then I had to figure out, but then how do I make this all look like landing pages where it's important? How do I blend a website with a landing page, et cetera? Now, here's this news I ain't even taught y'all yet. I ain't even told y'all this. Satish don't know this. You ready, Satish? I just showed Deanna for the first time yesterday. Satish don't know. Yes, sir. All right. Behind the scenes, I've been coding. Go ahead, Grace. Behind the scenes, I've been coding my own Netflix. Because the way I want, I got them. See, they don't even know it. Now, they don't even know it. I got my engineers doing a whole learning management system. It's great. Well, you'll see the first version, but it gets better. But now I got this whole code that I'm not going to send just yet. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it probably with ATS in it. But I got this whole code, Satish, that completely looks like Netflix. I spent 2 years designing it. Ain't told a word. Ain't said nothing. Because I want y'all, because if I would have told Satish, imagine this, Satish, if I would have said, I want the learning management system to be all learning management, but to have the flow of Netflix. Do you understand how much pushback that you would be in the middle of? And listen, SagaSoft has done an amazing job. The best job possible. What I'm asking for doesn't exist.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't exist. I want y'all more of a flow of a streaming service like Netflix. But it makes sense to teach. When you look at those missions, it makes sense because it's all in those missions. It's all in there. It makes total sense. If I showed y'all what it really going to look like, you'd be like, oh, my God. So here's the secret I've done. I've literally changed how technology works. I invented a new way to do an old thing. And then I staffed out my energy. So people like Jessica appreciate this and say, listen, you 35 people do this. And because you can't try to remember, I'm still a programmer. I could still do this myself. And so I went working this out. They got an engineer friend of mine to troubleshoot it in Pakistan. And then we just been, boom, we just been working it out. Working it out, just typing, working it out. Every time it got good, boom, he slapped something and got better. And now the whole thing flow, like Netflix. Y'all won't get that version yet because I know what I want to do with it. But when I say what I want to do with it, it's going to cause a lot of trouble. So I'm not going to say that just yet. My point here is this, Abby. You want to keep stuff simple. Make a lot of money. So then you can start saying, I still want what I want. I can assure you that I look incredibly ambitious and foolish with our engineers right now. Okay, same time. And it's a beautiful thing because to their credit, they're literally doing something that's never been done before. I literally found the best people in the world. Well, Satish did. So let me just stop real quick and say, thank y'all, if you ever listen to this, for being the absolute best in the world. And thank you, Satish, and please extend my courtesies and my thank yous to them, because they're absolutely doing the best job in the world, because this has never been done before. And I did all this while looking like I teach classes. And that is the genius that I walk around with. Look like smoke, feel like fire. Okay? Real power is felt, not seen. You understand? All this looks like education. We ain't not an education company. I am an education company. When I receive money, Jerry, I'm an education company. When I'm not receiving money, I'm Google. The best way I could describe this company, and I'm gonna get out of here, is that I combined what I thought Google was, but I knew I needed to have the foundation of Apple. Why? Because Apple controls both the hardware and the software in one building, which makes communications so easy, which is why most of the trouble that we get is because I got this Apple mentality because I want everything to communicate. I have to be bracket nerves right now. I want everything to communicate with each other. If I ever build a refrigerator, I want my software to open y'all refrigerator door. This is what I'm talking about. You understand? I wanted to communicate that much. And I said, and I want to build it like Netflix with that power and that freedom that Apple has. And I want to look like Harvard University. It's the truth. And I want to be addictive like Facebook. That's what I did. So you got all these things mixed in together, plus the secret. Y'all ready for the secret? There's a secret. So it's a secret that I never talk about a lot. I said for the first time, while putting everybody out of business like Samsung. I'm too cheap. You can't compete because we can undercut you at any time. I go in. The only reason that I was able to drop the prices in India the way I did, it's because this company virtually has no bills. The prices in India right now, reserve to change. I believe it's like $4.99, $5.99, and $9.99. I adjust it for cost of living. The only way I could do that is because I could do what I want. Because it doesn't cost me anything. From Zoom to 4K doesn't cost me anything to produce videos. Very little. Very little. Chris is being very well compensated. I ain't got to worry about nothing. I'll just put him in the flow. When Chris not here, Deanna's very well compensated. Put her in the flow. Abby, do your very best to create your funnel as cheap as possible and get a lot of money. You mentioned go get a funnel. Just to clarify, does our software include funnel pages or do I need to secure that on my own? Our software, both. It does include, and depending on what you're trying to do, I may be able to, I built my own funnel service. I had to. Okay. I had to do that plus the Netflix stuff. I had to do that. Yeah, I absolutely had to do that. So it's both. Yes, most of the stuff is going to be included. If you're trying to customize something, then I've got something else for that that we'll use both at the same time just for you. Yeah. Answer the question is 100% we're go. Yes, we're go 100%. That's for both you. That's for Jerry. That was Jerry that asked the question. And Steve, okay? And possibly Kara when she ever come back. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing, is, I'm just repeating now. You don't win saving face. Everything that I have done up to this point has made me look stupid. Everything. Seriously, there are only a few people that think, oh my God, that guy's brilliant. The rest of them are going, he's stupid. Why y'all follow him? Because we don't speak the same language. Do not save face. Every single thing that you're fit to do with this software right now, you need to go out there. I didn't care if somebody told me no. I didn't care if you said, but you promote Tony Robbins. How are you going to build your own brand? Because that's what they said about me and Les. Literally, they said that. They literally said, how you keep blowing Les up? How you about your own brand? My brand ain't went nowhere. Got more powerful. It doesn't matter. They're going to keep saying stuff. Let them say stuff. Your job is to get money because for whatever reason, money means speed. And if you want to get there faster, get you some money. Like Jerry just said in comments, I wear my own brand later. You don't need to have a brand. If you become big in this brand, all you got to do is say, now come follow me. And they go follow you. You speed yourself up. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. I pulled off corduroy in the summer. I'm a bad man. Bad man. All right, y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.